Have you ever like filmed a porno with your girl?
Did you?
Oh my god!
You put music to it. Wait, did you actually?
Did you? Did you wear the Malfoy costume?
Did you? She wore Hermione.
And we are back.
Right, it's Waffling, it's Weller, Malfoy, Luke Martin, and we are back once again, Theo. You're looking great. In fact, I will actually say, I'm going to, you know, interrupt myself because apparently in the last episode, people were commenting that all this podcast is tensing and sucking each other off.
Yeah, but hang about.
What?
Well, I didn't see any of those comments.
What?
And there was nothing about sucking Theo each other doing off. That.
Okay, it was in my DMs, right? People messaged me saying, yeah, Weller, mate, you were a bit of a knobhead in the last episode. And I will say, like, I do agree a little bit.
So you decided to wear another vest?
Just is true.
Proud of you.
But you're feeling yourself. That's all right.
Oh, he's very much feeling himself, especially after this weekend.
What do you mean? What do you mean after this weekend?
We went to the pub.
Yeah.
And then we all went home except you two.
We're talking about?
Guys.
No.
They had a house party.
No, we didn't. Whoa, no, we didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
No, we didn't.
No, you didn't.
What would you say there?
I don't know.
We're in a bubble.
You use your social bubble.
Yeah.
Which you're allowed.
Okay.
And you invited those allowed people around your house. And we haven't literally stopped hearing about it since the weekend. Every day... He texts us saying, it was the best night of my life.
No, don't say that. Don't say that, mate.
He said it, not me.
You literally said the words, it was like shagging Kylie Jenner.
No, I didn't. No, don't do that either. No.
The voice note was different, David.
No.
Best night of your life. Haven't stopped dreaming about it. And then he goes, guys, I think I just need to wank it out of my system.
Oh, God.
He did that, still hasn't stopped talking about it.
The funniest part about it, right, is Joe came downstairs after said parties had left, and he was like, mate, that was the best thing ever. Like, it was amazing. And then for about 20 seconds, it was amazing, apparently. So we reckon
why it was amazing.
She walked out and was saying the complete opposite.
He's got a tiny cock and lasted 20 seconds. And meanwhile, you're still gassed 5 days later. And the funniest thing is, she knows exactly what we're talking about. I wasn't even there and I know every detail.
So what are you getting out of this?
You'd love it.
Now, what are you actually like, is feeding your ego? Like, is that what you're trying? Because I think you're fabricating a lot of this, right? A lot of this is made up, like most of it. And No. Basically, we had a good night out.
Good night? The best night of your life.
Shut up. Nothing happened. We were just chilling. And then, you know, yeah. I just think, why did you go home early?
Because I didn't really want to go back to this place full of
love.
Age.
No, but this is the thing, mate. Like, at the end of the day... No, I don't think I want to discuss it. Actually, no, I'm gonna have a level of respect.
Yeah.
Because obviously,
don't go into detail.
No, I'm not gonna go into detail at all.
But it's okay to talk about how happy you were.
No, I'm not. No, I think it's actually right what you're doing here because if this was you and the roles were reversed,
exactly.
I'd be interrogating you. I'd be demanding you to explain everything that happened, and I do it every podcast. So this is. If anything, what I deserve.
But I will say it's hard for us to interrogate you because you've already told us everything because you're so gassed by it. Every little detail. I think you literally said, like, you could not believe your eyes when it was happening.
I think those words did come out of his mouth.
Dreamland.
No.
But this is good.
It sounds like my dreams came true. No, stop. Stop. I am baiting myself out. Neither are you. And we're going to focus on the podcast here. No one wants to hear about this.
No, I think they do. they're getting their ego fed.
No.
What?
Oh, mate. Look, at the end of the day, I mugged myself off enough that night. I told everyone I had a small knob.
Okay.
I preempted it.
And then she laughed.
And then everyone on the Waffling Instagram started attacking me. Wait. Right? No, I got genuinely upset, mate.
Is he triggered? 93% said yes.
Have we got the picture?
For God's sake, what, we're actually going to show it?
Well, then I'll put a little voting thing.
Was it between his legs or not?
Tom, insert the photo on screen now.
Yeah, so this is a photo of where me and Luke went wakeboarding, and it looks like I don't have a knob.
No, you need... Here's what you did wrong, Joe. You did something really wrong.
I reacted.
Not only did you react, but you argued the case that you tucked it between your legs, but you didn't.
Yeah, you also came out with this stupid excuse.
Tucked it between the legs. That's a lie.
No, but I was obviously taking the piss. Obviously, I didn't tuck it between my legs.
No, it was a skin.
I tucked it to the side. No. Basically,
look, so I had the same problem after wakeboarding myself.
I've just been in the freaking cold sea, all right?
Boys it getting cold water, you it don't have cold. A cock, you just have skin. And when your issue is you don't have the skin.
I don't have foreskin.
What is it?
Oh, this actually, look.
It's like a vagina.
But all I'm going to say, granted, in the photo, it looks like there's nothing there. But it's the way that the waffling audience turned on me. Right, they capitalised on my weakness that I was feeling a little bit, you know. I had to defend myself, try and make out that it, you know, it wasn't an inch and all that. But instead, what this did is this gave them, this fed them, and then they attacked me.
It's what people love. Like, if you react to it, they love feeding on it. Just like when I react, you both make it even worse.
Exactly.
But I enjoy that. It means
They're part of the gang.
Us.
Yeah,
they're
I loved
us.
It.
That's
I loved
what
it.
We would do.
Yeah, it is what we would do. And because the Waffling Mafia are part of the gang, they have the balls to do it, and my God, I didn't realise how bad it was. I went through them last night. I couldn't believe what I was reading.
It was brutal.
You lot are savages.
Yeah. But in turn, you know, I did want to remind our audience that this is a place of love. Place of, just like positivity and,
I would like to bring it quickly back to the pub, because I got to say, well done.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Because at the beginning of the night, you was like, afraid to even look over in their direction.
Oh, no, it's true.
And then you talked it into existence. What's that word? When you
manifested
like,
it.
You manifested
so
it.
So basically, I mean, I came on the following morning. Who's that?
Don't know.
Waffling Mafia outside. Don't know. Anyways, I jumped straight on the Waffling Mafia Instagram the following morning, straight after, actually. And I was just like, you know, one day. No.
Guys, I did it.
Oh, you're going to stop. No, I. You love it as well. You love what he's doing, don't you? And I don't. I think it's awful. But listen, someone asked, oh, Joe, or boys, how do you talk to a girl in a pub? And I said, look, I actually have no idea. To this day, I talk all of this. You know, people write in like, Joe, how are you so confident? And all of this. But in a situation like that, at the pub, there's anyone that I fancy, I am terrified. I do not have the balls to go over there.
Because I don't even think, was it even you that
went
over?
No, that's what I was
going
to say. The problem was that you and Reese both wanted to get the action, whereas Corey didn't really care. So he had the balls and the carefreeness.
He didn't go over.
I thought
he did. What happened was, as, you know, the bar shut at 11 p.m.
Started to fiddle out.
And as fiddle out,
fizzle out.
And as everyone was leaving, it was like, right, we're all left. What should we do now? After party. Basically, yeah. Anyways, that's basically what happened. But in terms of approaching a girl, to this day, I am rubbish at it.
But I think there's a lesson to be learnt here.
Go on.
As in, if you are too scared,
the
only way to overcome it is to just think, fuck it. The worst they're going to say is, nah.
Like, what's wrong with that?
Like, and you went for it.
Yeah.
And you reap the rewards. You know
massively.
What I mean? Well, yeah, clearly.
Think about it. Because you had the bottle, turned out to be the best night of your life. Can you imagine if you regretted that? You woke up the next morning, you're like, damn, what have I missed out on? It's true, though. It's true.
You're fired.
No, it is true, mate. It is true. Although, like, part of me is like, because I'm very open with you boys, right? I'm very open. I ain't hiding nothing. I feel something, I tell you. What happens? That gets thrown in my face. It gets thrown back at me. On waffling.
We'll have
taking the piss.
Just like me.
And now this is but this is what I'm alluding to. I'm like, is this why you traditionally had a bit of a guard up? And a lot of people have a guard up. Because if you give away how you truly feel, it gives people ammo to throw it back at you and take the piss.
Yeah, and now I posted my Ben and Jerry's cookie TikTok, and all the comments are like, "Oh, you gone for cuddles and made cookies?" Come on.
Yeah, no, realistically, I mean, yeah, it's an interesting thing. Like, my mum always says that to me. She's like, look, Joe, when you first started doing waffling, I was like, you are literally like, you are giving people such ground and such ammo to just rip you and take the piss. But I guess that's what I wanted to do with this podcast, is show that, in fact, actually, like, being honest, being yourself, and not being afraid to be yourself is the way forward. But I'm actually realising that maybe...
No, I think the way we handle this podcast is so good, because it shows in the engagement on Instagram, on YouTube. Mate, everyone's the same.
I think this sort of conversation is what epitomises what we're about. Be open, be honest. People are going to take the piss. That's okay. Have a laugh about it. But so long as you're being open, honest, you're true with yourself.
It's when people start to like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. And like, you know how I was at the beginning, I used to get ripped.
Yeah.
That's when you get rinsed. You need to be full.
Just own it. Yeah, at the end of the day, look, I do these things.
You're proud of it.
I'm proud of it. You could all take the piss. Yeah. I would do. Oh, keep doing that. I would too.
Shit. But it's a give and take. It happens both ways.
It is a give and take, exactly. So overall, we're going to keep with this mentality on waffling, like we always do, and I like it.
What do you think of, did you see the photos of all the pubs in London? Like spilling out onto the streets?
It is dodgy, isn't it?
And why aren't gyms open?
Why aren't gyms open? Why aren't tattoo removal parlours open?
Yeah, that is strange.
Like, they are designed, they are, like, trained to have, like, superior fucking, you know, cleanliness, hygiene, anyway. Like, anyway. And the fact that they're not allowed to open, but, you know, but the pubs bring in more money. That it's independent laser tattooing company ain't contributing to the economy like opening all the pubs is. And that is basically what it comes down to.
Like, I just don't understand the gym one. Like, people are literally, like, having full-on rave parties in the street. And we're not allowed to go to the gym.
I think they're doing it one at a time. Because look, if they do the... I think they had to go, look, either we do pubs or we do gyms. Because if we did pubs and gyms at the same time, that's too much. Like, you've got the unhealthy people and the healthy people all getting put into risk. Whereas I think, right, let's pick one. Let's go. I mean, you would have thought, okay, let's do healthy first. But I think overall...
The masses would choose
the masses
pub.
Would choose the pub because...
Mental health as well.
Yeah, it is. No, it's a dodgy situation. Lockdown and everything about it is very up in the air now. Like, you know, going to people's houses, it's definitely
more relaxed though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Until the second wave.
Yeah, 100%, mate. Now, something else, obviously, that happened in the last episode. Deji.
Oh.
You went in.
I went in. And if you remember, like, straight after that episode, I was like, boys, that Deji segment, did I go a little bit too far? I was like, I feel like it's a little bit unnecessary. And, you know, that was before, obviously, it got put out. I was thinking about it. And honestly, I don't think I should have been like, you're a pussy, you know. Like, honestly, I think I was just like a little bit...
heated.
Oh, you touch your nose.
I don't know. I genuinely...
No, but that might mean that you're thinking something else. No, what do you think about the whole matter? Like, the way it's blown up and everything?
I think you both have valid points.
Yeah.
And, like, I just... CBA for, like, YouTube beef. Yeah, man. I really can't be arsed. Yeah. Like, you obviously were heated, getting it off your chest. I thought the way he handled it... Yes, some of his points were a bit like, oh, okay. But he was quite calm about it.
Yeah, like, what points?
I get he's got businesses and stuff, but you can just reply to a message. Like, it's not that deep. Like, I don't care.
Like,
the whole beef shit, I can't stand it. Yeah. It's just reply to the message and you shouldn't have got too angry. Done.
Yeah, literally.
That's it.
Like, if it wasn't YouTube and this was just, like, two normal people, it would have been dealt with like that. I think, the way it's blown up is, you know, when you're seeing the taglines, it's like, Joe Weller calls Deji a pussy for not wanting to fight Gib or not wanting to be in his podcast. Whereas what I was meaning when I was like, you're a pussy, it's that... okay, you won't just reply to me man to man, but you'll go and make a couple of videos about it, talk about it on your stream, and do all of that. I'm like, mate, why not just, like, that's what I'm saying. You ain't got the balls to just reply and just talk one-on-one without cameras and without the public. Do you know what I mean?
That's the thing. I don't think any of this would have happened if he had just replied with the exact excuse that he came out with on air, but to you. If he was just like, yeah, mate, like, I'm a bit busy, you got this going on, that going on, like, I'm not really feeling it right now.
But on the flip side, it's important you acknowledge that you probably went a little bit over that.
Yeah, like, that's why, before anything, not because people are having a go or anything, immediately after the podcast, I was like, oh yeah, I went a little bit far then, and I do, like, Deji, I am sorry for calling you a pussy, like, straight up, not because anyone's telling me to, but because I genuinely am. Now, yeah, like, I appreciate if you, like, you know, you don't have time to come on waffling or you don't want to. anymore. But I just thought we were at a place, like me and Deji were cool, where I could send him a message and he replied.
I did see one comment though, saying like, well, is like a girl that doesn't get a text back.
How dare you not reply?
Like, how do you not reply to me?
That is quite, you actually, yeah, it's like a little hissy fit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a little bit, but I don't know. It's just that, it's that man to man thing, that respect more than anything. But
credit to him for the thumbnail though.
Thumbnail was banging.
I laughed like, so much.
Wait,
at that.
I was scrolling on my sub feed. I was like, that looks like. Oh, that is John.
It was banging. It was good. It was good. But yeah, overall, I think we're going to dead the Deji thing now. Like, I was thinking, do we react to his video or any of that bollocks? But that just feeds it.
Yeah, like, who cares, man?
That feeds it. At the end of the day, we're not doing this, like, for views. Like you said, I wanted to have a chat with him. If he doesn't want to, that's absolutely fine. Anyways, moving on. We're going to start with some questions now. And actually, I want to pick out the one that I picked, like, especially for this. Right, you ready? I'm in love with a TV character and I'm going crazy. Now, before anything, have you ever fancied a TV character? Like, comment right now if you have, because surely, like, cartoons.
And
yeah, well, some cartoons are, like, weirdly sexualized, aren't they?
Have you ever wanked over one?
A cartoon?
Yeah.
No.
I actually haven't. I haven't. But I thought maybe, you know, like, anime, like Star Wars. I don't know.
No.
No?
But I have a feeling I'd know someone who would do that.
Who? Stan on?
Nah.
Always Stan on.
I reckon Chip's the type of guy that would wank over, like,
really?
Star Wars.
A Fortnite character. Fortnite. Or
something. He'd be open about this. I'm sure he doesn't mind me talking about it. He was quite open with his sexualization of the Fortnite characters.
What, so like, was it
they
like,
were quite painted.
It's like drawings.
No, like characters in a game.
Oh, okay.
They were quite fit. I mean,
yeah. Right. So, hi Wafflers. Firstly, I love the podcast. They are absolutely legendary. And if you're watching at this point, all of you, you're going to comment, we may have a salt lamp. Oh, no. Broken it.
We don't have a salt lamp, but we carry on.
That's what you're going to comment.
That's salt lamp.
It's just a light bulb now. Like, Malfoy. Malfoy, can you put that back in there? And I'll...
Wait, need to bring the clips in.
Bring the clips in, lad. You have to... Yeah. Right. Oh, no. Oh, I'm fucking angry at that. Anyways.
It's on your bulbs, okay.
Right, let's continue.
Have a look of it.
Hi, Wafflers. Firstly, I love the podcast. You're fucking wankers. You three have such good chemistry. Anyway, I'm emailing because I'm in love with Maeve Wiley. Tom, get a photo of her up right now. Maeve Wiley. This is her from Sex Education. Anyways. I've dreamt about her for like 4 nights in a row and I can't stop thinking about her. I'm going mad. I want her to be real and I want her to be my girlfriend. But I know this is not possible. What do I do? From Dave.
Oh. Don't say my name. There's loads of Daves.
Yeah, there are loads.
Because now every single Dave that watches the podcast of the amazing.
Yeah.
Is that you?
In it. But overall, basically, I have the exact same thing with this bloke. Like,
and it's all
No. As this bloke. So basically, Maeve Wiley, I found her so fit.
But do you not think
so
like.
So fit, mate?
We got a lot of messages so, about her like, from
but
you
it's
as
because,
well.
Like,
she's gorgeous. No, do you know what it is? No, I was having this conversation with my mum, right? I was like, Mum, I seem to have the. Okay. I seem to have best sexual chemistry with girls. That are like a bit filthy.
What's wrong with that?
No, but as in like not a good girl.
Oh, bad girl.
Bad girl.
You like the naughty ones.
But as in like what you say, because that's what Maeve Wiley is. She's a bad chica.
But also, I think it's the fact that she always says like no or like
she says no.
No, not not like that. Not like that. But like she plays hard to get.
She always says please no. Okay. Right, no, so she plays hard to get. Okay,
she's a challenge.
Is she? Well, oh, wait, she is. No, do you know what it is? Challenge. Do you know what it is? It's when a girl, it's confidence. She's
very confident.
That's what it is. It's confidence. Confidence to know her worth, i.e. to be like, I don't need to fall down for you. I'm Maeve Wiley.
And she's really smart.
She's fucking intelligent.
Really intelligent.
Really smart.
You can have some great conversations with her.
But yeah, like, no, it's made me realise, like, you know, we get... A girl that's basically, a girl that's basically, you know, confident in her ability, but she's only going to get there through having a lot of experience. See what I'm trying to say?
Experience in what?
What type of
experience? Yeah, you know what I mean. All right. Right? So, you know where guys, a lot of guys send in questions like, oh, you know, I don't like the idea of getting with a girl that's got a high body count or that's slept with a lot of people.
She's a
but
pro.
The thing is, you know, that sort of like confidence that you may look for in a girl is only really going to come if she's had experience. What do you think about that?
So let me get this straight. You like experience, confidence, smart. She's literally your perfect
it's not
girl.
Even, it's, the thing is, it's not even like the confidence. No. It's not even the experience. It's not like, oh, you want them to be amazing at sex. It's just, I think the confidence in and out of the bedroom comes from the girl having experience with, you know, she's not going to get this confidence from nowhere. She needs to have experience. But that what I'm saying is a lot of blokes are like, oh, I don't want a girl that's been with loads of guys.
Do you not think she also has needs to have confidence in herself?
Yeah, but that's surely only going to come from her...
Knowing she's good.
Knowing she can deal with different situations in relationships with male counterparts.
So,
girls can get confidence from other ways. It's not purely dependent on what they
so
get
So it's
from,
not just girls.
You
male.
Love it when...
Okay, no, wait. I'm not just saying, okay, girls only get confidence from guys. I'm saying, as a general thing... People, an individual, will get more confident at something and in a situation the more they do it.
Yeah.
Right? That's the only point I'm making.
So you're saying confidence specifically relating to this?
What's this?
As in...
Just say what it is.
Like sexual experience, that sort of...
Not even just experience in the bedroom. That's what I'm saying. Like in and out of the bedroom, just general confidence within herself and themselves, whether it's a boy or a girl... You're only going to get that from experience, right? Mostly, majoritively. Some people maybe naturally are confident in those situations, but I personally, fucking unconfident as fuck before I had experience, not just in the bedroom, but out as well. I've said that like 10 times.
And what sort of, have you ever had experience with those confident females? Maybe. Recently. Extremely confident.
No. Oh, mate, I'm going to get the dodgiest DM.
Also,
this.
You probably will quite like it.
No.
Wait, so apart from Maeve, is there any other characters?
Little Marge Simpson.
Marge
nah,
Simpson?
Surely not.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about. What?
Marge Wait, you Simpson. Can't, no, wait, you what? Can't be, are you serious?
She's well fit.
Wait, I can back, you know when they go back and they show her like in her younger days where her hair's down and it's long.
No, when the Adam and Eve episode. Huh?
Yeah, I know the one you're on about, yeah. No, she has a date.
He's wanked over much.
I haven't done that. I don't wank anymore.
Well, that's not true.
No,
that was just to get out of my system. No, I have been keeping up well with that, though.
Like once or twice a week?
No, it's rarely. No, it's never, actually. That was the first time.
What about the time before?
It wasn't the time
before. Pre-wank.
I didn't have a pre-wank. Why would I do that? That's why I went off in 20 seconds. No, I didn't.
Wait, we need to ask this guy because he's seriously in love.
Basically, I know how you're feeling. At the end of the day, I think take it and translate it into real life. You now know, you're realising things that you like, that you find attractive. What is it in Maeve Wiley that you like? For me, I've just stated, and I think, okay, that's now something I can translate into a real girl that I'm looking for. Use it.
Maybe try watching another show to take your mind off her as well.
Now, watch it a bit more. That's what I can't wait till the series comes back.
I was so angry at the final episode.
Well, we're going to go with this. Height insecurity.
Oh, you know all about this one.
Hello, boys. I'm a single man and have been for a bit now. I'm a bit afraid of meeting new ladies because I'm not the tallest bloke. I stand at 5'7" and I've been...
So you're same height as you?
No, I'm 5'9 and a half.
With stilts on.
You're not.
5'9 and a half.
No, you're not.
I got measured at the hospital.
Having to add the half proves that he's not that
high. So we're going
to
take the measurement on top of your haircut?
No, they didn't do that.
Let's keep the shoes on.
No.
Let's make him feel good today.
Right. Anyways, I stand at 5'7" and I've been told by lots of girls shorter than me, I'm too short. If a girl says she wants to meet over text, I can't bring myself to meet them because I know I'll disappoint them.
Why don't you just go for 5 foot girls?
How can I change my mindset on this problem? There's a lot of expectations these days that cause lots of different insecurities.
Look, yeah. There's a lot of small men that go out with good looking...
Small.
Well, Kevin Hart, His wife's taller than him.
Yeah.
He's rich.
No.
Let's take.
He's funny personality.
Listen, let's take a real life situation. Sayuri.
No, I'm taking it.
You.
Yeah, okay, yeah, me.
Yeah.
I'm 5'9" and a half. And I'm the shortest in the group, bar Reese. And Sai. These lot, right, they're probably taking... Oh, no, he doesn't have his mates taking the piss. It's girls,
you
know, doesn't
he? Probably does.
Well, yeah, you probably have your mates. Your mates are doing it because they got to find something to take the piss out of you for. Right? Isn't that right? No, I'm joking. At the end of the day, no, is that the case? No, like, why do you take the piss out of my height? Like, why? Everyone,
like, we take the piss out of Luke's dodgy air.
I don't do that. I don't actually take the piss. Well, I do a little bit.
What about my baldness? I don't.
It's he takes a piss out of your hair.
You rinse Theo more.
But not his hair.
No, not his hair, but
the
other
general
things.
Goblin like look.
Goblin?
I called you goblin.
Gib called me goblin looking. I couldn't believe it.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, fatty.
Anyways, but yeah, overall, I think, look, your mates are always going to take the piss out of something. Regarding girls, mate, like, obviously, yeah, I have insecurities, massive ones. Not height, other things. But I think the way to get around it is you have to love every bit of you in order to have that sort of confidence, right? Everyone in this room watching right now has something they're insecure about. Like, it's just true. And it's the difference is some people are able to accept it and some people aren't. That's honestly what it comes down to. Yeah, look, so you've we've seen you growing confidence the more you've accepted who you are. You know? Likewise with Luke. Didn't used to be on have a camera. And now he does because he loves it. And so overall, mate, accept who you are and just go, fuck it. But what else are you gonna do?
Like, going back to that, yep. Like, you talking, obviously, you're one of the smaller ones in the group. Have you ever actually had a girl say, you're a bit short for me? No.
It's because of the self-confidence.
But I was a bit too confident, innit? I got called cocky the other night. And, well, that's true as well. But the thing is, like, it's weird. It's so weird, mate, because like, I seriously do have major insecurities. But it's just like, yeah, it's like I play up to the crowd in it and then I come across cocky.
I honestly feel if you can make a girl laugh, they can see past almost anything.
Yeah, I think
almost anything, yeah. Do you not think?
Yeah, I mean...
borderline.
Well, yeah. You got to be joke. Like, being jokes, like, you ask probably most girls, yeah. Girls, what you know, watching now, let us know. But most girls will say, if he's funny, it does things. Because you are literally, you are tapping into a chemical part of their brain, the dopamine area, that is responsible for when you feel good eating chocolate, yeah. When you feel good having sex, when you feel good, you are tapping into that. And people, like, dopamine's addictive. So that's what you're literally rewiring their brain by making them laugh. So that's why I think you've mastered it, Theo.
At making people laugh.
But you actually are. Like, when you get in a group, like, you do... And I do. You make one person laugh and it just spurs you on, doesn't it?
I thrive
like,
on
yeah,
it.
You thrive on it.
But sometimes it can be, I can't work out if they're laughing with me or at me. But it doesn't matter. As long as they're all having fun.
Mate, I found out I've been doing that recently.
It's quite fun when they're laughing at you.
No, but, like, it's almost like... Yeah, I'd rather... Is this dodgy? I'd rather have them laugh at me than not at all.
Because you're the centre of attention?
No, yeah. but it's not even about that.
Like, rather than be happy.
It's not like, wait, so you think it's because I'm attention seeking?
No, not attention seeking. I think you like being the focal point of whatever is going on.
I like being banned. I like having a laugh. People laugh.
You wouldn't say that about me, though, would you?
No, not so much like yeah. Joe. But it's the same. It's probably what's like driven this YouTube career. You like people watching you. You like
but
having...
At the same time, I don't, do I? Yeah. Think about it, mate.
But yeah. Think, on a night out or something, you're one of the loud ones. That insinuates...
So, yeah, but so are you.
Yeah, I suppose, but...
Like, the other night, fucking hell.
Yeah, but I was pissed.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Luke's not really the one that makes everyone laugh.
He was the other night.
Yeah,
all the girls were saying they fancied him. Yeah.
Can you blame him?
How does Roe feel about it?
They were all like, oh, yeah, Luke, so fit. And I literally saw it. I was like, wow, Luke, you're actually making them laugh in like, laugh.
Do you know why I think that is?
Go on.
It's because.
He's got a girlfriend, so there's no.
There's no, like, that's
100%.
100%, yeah. That's the reason. He had no game. He was not stressed. He was just having a laugh with human beings.
Yeah.
And he had no game plan. Mm. And that's what they love. Whereas you and Reese were probably like, trying to find a way in.
No, but they
I actually wasn't. Really? Like, that's the thing, no, what, did I act out of character?
No, no, I was going to say, you're being successful with like making people laugh. Everyone was just themselves. But
a lot of the time themselves. That does happen. No, though, like, it's the one in the relationship which gets all the attention.
You are 100%.
They have no pressure.
It's so easy. It's like, surely, I remember like being in a relationship for a long period of time and on a night out, like, not that I'd like chirps girls, but like speaking to them is just so easy.
So easy.
Yeah. As soon as you're single, oh my God.
Yeah. It's like you've forgotten how to speak. You care, you're just talking to each other.
Yeah, there's no pressure at all when you're in a relationship. And that is, yeah, it is a weird one. It is a very weird one. But overall, Luke was great the other night. Top performance. Oh yeah, regarding this, you know, to round off this question, at the end of the day, mate, focus on what you are good at. Focus on, you know, if you're funny, class, if you've got whatever, don't, you know, if you focus on the negatives, that's going to cloud you. Yeah. How you think generates how you feel, which generates how you act.
Whoa.
You get me, fam? That is just facts. Believe in Bruce is, that's his quote.
Honestly, think when you're 35 or 40, you're going to be one of them motivational speakers.
Do you reckon?
I've said this before. Yeah, a TED talker. I said, you'll go around to universities, all those stuff. You really are. Anyways, next question.
Yeah, no. Me and Bruce were actually thinking about doing that.
Yeah.
Like, we're actually doing real... Because he provides the actual, like, facts, figures, and, like, he's, like, got the brains about it. And then I've just got that...
The real life.
That natural, like, you know, I've been down, depressed, on the floor... And
you know how Logan's a really good speaker.
Yeah,
it's like you.
But
really,
oh, just such nasty.
Speaking of Bruce,
I appreciate
giving
that.
You what's the word? Praise.
Praise. Yeah, thank you, mate. I appreciate that.
Obviously, you've done a little vid with Bruce.
Yeah,
is that out before the release?
I don't know if that's out right now, but it's basically a video where we go from how I recovered from depression, essentially. Like, so I went from being on the floor, the point where I phoned him up, I was like, mate, I'm literally in bits. I've lost all motivation. All confidence gone. And basically, the techniques that we've done in order to, you know, to help me turn it around.
Well,
essentially,
I will say I had a couple of sessions with him.
Yeah,
and I'm amazing.
Yeah,
it was amazing. Though, so, you know, you do like different
exercises.
I did find like I couldn't do any of that.
Yeah,
like it's just not for me.
Fair enough.
But anyways, yeah.
Fair enough. Well, yeah, no, it's interesting. Everyone's different. I think that's the main thing. But we all have, everyone could benefit from working on their mental health.
Really?
Like you train, you know, a boxer works on his fighting skill, on his cardio. Working on your mind should be treated. Yeah, like
it's a muscle.
Yeah, exactly. Not, oh, you're weak if you need to work on your brain, like, for sure. Anyways, let's go for this question. Ditching my friend on holiday for a bird.
Well, this is a good one.
No, I'm trying to figure out, have you done that?
No.
Have I done that?
Wait, you're thinking back to Zanti.
Yes!
Yeah, but we didn't...
Sorry, Bosh, can't come back. No, I've got to go cuddle with Mark.
Wait, that is bullshit, because you went out like one night that week, and I went out six
I'm
nights.
Sorry, I'm on crutches a day after I've broken my knee.
If you're going to come, do it properly.
I did. Me and Tom Ackley went to a kebab shop and... had fun.
Anyways, he says, hi boys, I've been talking to a girl for a while and we want to meet and have sex. She lives quite far away, but I'm still down for it. I'm going on holiday with my family and bringing a mate with me. This bird lives fairly close to where I'm staying, but I don't want to leave my mate for the night with my family. Oh, leave my mate for the night with the family. What do I do?
Leave your mate.
Leave your mate. If he's a good mate, he'll go, you know what? You've got chemistry with this girl. Go and see her.
Yeah, like...
Obviously.
This
I mean,
is a no-brainer.
You've got to... The thing is, it's not a case of asking permission. I'd say inform. Just be like, look, mate, while we're out there, this is what's going to go on. I think, appreciate it. And look, you've got to take one for the team here. Like, please.
Mate, can you imagine your mate goes, nah, sorry, mate, I actually don't want you to go have sex.
Yeah.
I want you to stay with me and play PlayStation.
Sound like Alfie Days.
I'm not a Tory.
That was quite a good impression.
I'm not a Tory. I've ruined it, I'm sorry. No, your mate is going to be calm. He wants you to go get laid.
Or there is an alternative to this. Why not get her to bring a mate along and you link up?
Yes. Go on a cute double date, because that as well, that'll make it more bants. Play like beer pong.
Or spin the bottle.
What do you think about the game of spin the bottle?
I think it's quite funny.
This is the tactic Joe employed the other night.
Nah, fuck off.
I did. I did hear about the different rule for Luke.
What do you mean?
He's only allowed to kiss boys. I heard you two.
He was getting off with loads of boys.
Are you included?
What are you doing with?
No, no, basically, like,
she's only you and Reese.
Well, you're not getting off with your cousin.
No, for obvious reasons.
Oh, yeah, that would be a...
Yeah, we're getting off with Reese and Wellers, all right?
It's better than my cousin, surely.
We're getting off, bro. No,
to clarify, there was, it wasn't like that. It was a peck.
Yeah.
It was. It was just banter. It was just banter.
I mean, everyone's kissed their boy mates.
Actually... Oh, no, we've got to round off this question. But there's a question in there that sort of relates to what we're...
Bring it up, because of shit.
All right, so, well, roll up. It's like, it's called, is this gay? Or is it gay or something?
Wait, you haven't put it in?
Yes, I have.
You've just put, look, my mood is dependent on how content performs.
No, go up.
Trust, look. Have I met a dodgy bloke on Tinder? My friend is a sex slave. My girlfriend has destroyed my cock.
Shit. Okay, right, I remember it. Right, so... So this... It was from this geezer in Finland.
Yeah.
And he was basically saying that...
Stop playing
the culture's really different here. Like, we're really open with each other. You know, like, me and my boys on a night out, we were, like, playing a game and we were, like, getting with each other because, like, the game was you have to pretend the other person's a girl. And then he was like, and a few of us have, like, given blowjobs to each other. And he was like, but, like, none of us are gay. Like, we're all...
the game!
Wait,
like,
so...
I feel like there's some denial here. You're sucking a cock. I would argue that maybe you're experimenting and that's perfectly fine. That's absolutely perfectly fine.
Do you think it's an excuse to experiment?
I 100% think it is, but you shouldn't be in denial of it. You need to... Everyone... It doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, or bisexual... Everyone's going to accept everyone in these days.
Hold up. So, I think, genuinely, there may be other cultures where they may play games. Like we don't know for sure if this is just a game or if it's not.
Well, to be fair.
But I think the fact that they are willing to do that suggests that there has to be an element of bisexuality, at least. Because if you're willing to do that, and because for me, if you're a fully, like, 100% straight male, that on paper should repulse you, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't, if you are, it should, or, you know, the idea, you or can, is it just banter?
No, because...
No, I don't think it is. It's a very intimate sexual act on another human.
Look, and at the end of the day, we played Spin the Bottle, and we might have had a few pecks, but if that was Spin the Bottle, you got to suck his cock, I would probably be like, you know, I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah.
Do we have any friends that have... experimented on
you, Stan Arden Saunders.
I don't know where you're getting.
Basically, Theo used to go around and have, like, Call of Duty parties where him, Stannard, and Saunders would all link
you're
up.
Getting this wrong. I don't know why you're bringing my name into it. It's just Stannard and Saunders.
Anyway, so Theo was definitely there. I swear you were there. You've told us so many times.
I've obviously kissed them.
Stop. Now listen, I think what they did was this. So they would go around each other's houses and be like, oh, we'd end up, you know, the time would just fly. We'd stay up all night playing Call of Duty. But apparently they would, like, experiment sucking and wanking each other off.
This has all got out of hand.
No, this is what you said you did, mate.
No,
you
just,
did it.
No, it's just the joke is that they just wanked each other off once. Oh, God, he's going to hate me.
But did they?
He's,
huh? Did they?
Well, that's the word on the street. But... who cares? It's just bands.
This is what they say, though. When you're of that younger age, you do, like that is the time when people try. Because
exactly.
they might not be 100% sure. And then, like, all it takes maybe is one touch.
We've all kissed each other. Luke is a regular kisser of boys.
Man, that's the thing. Like, whenever Luke...
Whenever
you get smashed, you just... Like, even if we're not even playing a game, like, you'll come up and just start, like, kissing everyone.
Yeah, it's just
like
you're a loving guy.
Yeah, like the blokes.
It's just showing affection for people.
Except when the tongue goes down my neck.
That's where, like, this sort of could tie in. Like, you do that as, you know, just banter. But is it? Or is it like...
Well, yeah, because in some cultures, if they saw Luke doing that, he would be...
Yeah, no, 100%. In some places, I'd probably get murdered.
But that's my point. So maybe in Finland, sucking each other off is just banter.
Just the done thing. I mean, maybe.
Obviously, we don't know the Finnish culture that well.
Yeah. Oh.
Either way,
it is dodgy. way, right. Okay. Can't get horny. Hi, just a quick one, lads. I'm 18 and all my mates always talk about how eager they are to shag. And they all wank like 3 times a day. I also wank like once a week. And maybe if I feel cheeky, I'll do it twice. However, I don't get the excitement they do towards shagging. And I like getting flirty with girls, but don't really have any lust to go on further. As I am still a virgin, I'd expect to be up more up for it.
Some of my mates aren't virgins though, and they are still always horny, talking about how they wank like 3 times a day. I don't really feel the need to, but any idea on how I can build up more lust I need for a partner? I work out frequently, and I think maybe that's what might be stopping me. Can you boys help?
Lack of testosterone.
P.S. Get a better camera set up for Luke. Man deserves better. Firstly, man. This is how we've always set up. Because there were comments on the last episode saying it's really unfair on Luke that he sat there.
The outcast.
People were getting quite passionate about
but
it.
But this is how we've, since Waffling episode one, this has always been the setup. And if you'd like to purchase a circular table for Waffling, be my guest.
It's just because he's on camera now people can see how alone he is.
Yeah. But I just feel like this dynamic, it's like...
And there's no space here.
And bear in mind, also, I was never actually meant to be part of the podcast.
You were always in the plan, we just never told you.
Yeah, we've edged you in, sort of groomed you.
Cheers.
But yeah, anyways, so this geezer, classic case of not, you know... All I'm going to say is watermelon.
I heard pineapple as well.
Listen, what you need, because I had this, obviously, when I was on the diet... That, you know, I didn't have carbohydrates. I didn't have a balanced diet. I was just having fat and protein. I had no sex drive. I could not get a rod on, even if I wanted to. So yeah, even if I was sat in that room just there trying, I couldn't. And the point...
Why won't it work?
But since having a balanced diet, think your body, in order to function in all areas, it needs the fuel. It needs the nutrients to operate. So firstly, mate, I'd say look at your diet. Look at how much water you're drinking. And following that, how much sleep are you getting?
Sleep's important.
If anything, I'd say the working out. He's saying working out might be stopping him, but I think that's causing more like anabolic sort of testosterone use. That should, if anything, increase it, right? If you're, you know...
Yes, because they say you shouldn't wank before a boxing fight because you're working out.
That's your like sturdy legs. Apparently, there's a myth that like... how strong your legs are can get affected by if you've ejaculated. Your legs go a little bit more...
I thought it was like a testosterone thing.
I'm not entirely sure, but look, at the end of the day, you know, everyone's libido is different. Like, if you compare us three, right, who would you say has got...
who would you say has got the lowest? Why are you looking at me? It's Luke.
Why
it's
me?
It's you, of course it's you. You always talk about your low libido.
No, I don't. When have I ever spoken about that?
Wait, when's Luke ever brought up having a low libido?
Just one-on-one in private.
Really?
No.
Well, you have like secret chats. Do you?
I have a very high libido.
Wait, so do you actually or do you not? Week you'll say, oh yeah, I just like cuddling. Now you're saying you have a big fat one.
Yeah, that's the thing. The difference between you and I, right, is if I hadn't seen my girlfriend for 3 months, as much as I would enjoy giving her a cuddle, that wouldn't be the first thought.
Oh,
my
no,
mind.
It's never the first thought in my mind.
Was
the first
when
thought
we
in
asked
my
you.
Mind, please, can we have sex?
Is it though, Theo?
No, it genuinely is. Like, yeah.
No, like, honestly, because the other week, I feel like, you know, you were opening up and you were saying, look, I just want to go for cuddles.
No, sometimes I do, but I do have quite a high sex drive.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm also very good at just like stopping. Do you know what I mean? I'm very good at controlling my emotions. So quite, like, heartless.
How is this relevant?
I don't know. Like, for example, okay, really fine. Good. If you get, like, a really raging rod on at night, do you have to wank it out of the system or do you just let it fly by?
Now I let it fly because I figured out, for me, as an individual, not wanking increases my sex drive to the point which I need it to be at. Not just my sex drive, my all-round performance, my feel. The reason why I'm so like confident in myself, able to fucking train, work out every day, stay committed, I put down to not wanking. I do. Because I have this almighty focus now where I'm unstoppable. Whereas when I was wanking every day, it was draining, it took it away from me. I was just a sack of bones.
You're just wanking.
But genuinely, and it's changed my life. So maybe I'd say try that, mate. Just cut it out. What, so whereas...
You're the only one who does it once a week as well.
Yeah, but I'd say cut it out completely. If I did it once a week, that I reckon that would be an issue. I, for me, have to cut it out completely. Yeah. The one thing you can't do is start comparing yourself to your mates, because that's probably messing with your head as well. Looking at my mates, oh my God, they do it 3 times a day. Oh my God, you know, that's toxic. So that's what I'd say to you, my friend. And, you know, you'll get there.
Yeah, and, you know, bottom line is you might just not be as horny as your mates.
Yeah, which is okay as well.
That might be something that you can't change.
But when you want to be horny, that's the frustrating thing, because I've had that. That's what I used to have when I didn't realise it was the masturbating too much that was making me feel have no sex drive. I was so confused, mate. I'd literally get in the bed with a girl and have no feeling.
I could allow.
I had no feeling. Yeah. No, I didn't even feel like, oh, I want to have sex. I thought I was gay. Not because I was attracted to blokes, but I was like, mate, I'm not firing here. There must be an issue. I must just not be interested in women. Then, when I figured it out that it was that I'd been aggressively wanking too much, that I cut that out. Mate, now I can only last 20 seconds.
But it's the best 20 seconds you've
ever
had.
No, but this is the thing. Then I need a middle ground, mate. I don't know what to do, bro. No, I don't know what to do, mate. Because what I've learned is, yeah, I last 20 seconds if I don't wank. But if I do wank, I can't perform at all. Can you help?
Your pre-wank is too soon. It doesn't work on
the
day.
What do you mean pre-wank?
Like, you know for a fact, if you pre-wank in the morning, you're done for on the evening.
Correct.
So maybe like a test out a 2-day thing.
Well, I can't do it at all, man. In fact, I'm gonna be honest. Nah.
Go on, open up.
It was on the tip of your tongue there.
Open up. Just open up.
Fucking hell. So the recent most time that I've fucking had sex, right? We're not going into that detail.
Wait, what?
You can't take us that far and then cut us off.
Because it wasn't the most recent time. A time. I knew I was like, I'm going to do an experiment and see if I can, you know, do what you were suggesting there, which is have some wanks close to the date where I'm anticipating to have sex to see if it helps lengthen my performance.
Plural. Wanks. Just the one.
Yeah, so I'd do like, say, the Monday, and the Tuesday, then the Wednesday.
Like a training regime.
Then maybe the the Monday, the Tuesday, rest day on the Wednesday. So have a rest day on the Wednesday, and then Thursday, you know, a quick like session, a quick one. But I'd do it without looking at any stimuli. So I'd look at the ceiling. I'd literally.
How is that even possible?
No, so I'd do it purely because I did some research. I did some research, and apparently, you know, if you're able to ejaculate from purely just the feeling of genital stimuli, like as in you know, physical, like the feeling.
You're not thinking of
it. You don't think about anything else. You don't look at anything. You don't look at porn. That's when you know you're like you're performing purely from the like natural stimulus.
Does it work?
So this is the thing. So I did that the Monday, the Tuesday, and the Thursday, and then come the Saturday, still 20 seconds.
Wait, right.
So lasted 20 seconds basically.
Now putting two and two together.
Oh no.
Do you think that the fact that you're able to just actually knock one out without looking anything? Is part of the reason that you do maybe ejaculate too quickly. Because if you're able to come without looking at anything, imagine what it's like when you've got this, like, thick girl in front of you.
To be fair, you've gone from wanking over a wall to having this naked...
Yeah, of course you're going to come in 20
to have this naked...
I don't wank over a wall!
Oh, that white plain wall.
It's quite dark in the room. No, I'm just...
No, but think about it. Like, why... Obviously,
you just get too excited. You love it too much. That's what it is. You just get too excited, like boobies. That's what you are. That's literally what you are. You're just like, I can't believe this. This is amazing. In your head, you're like high fiving yourself.
Just am.
You are.
I really am.
Yeah, of course.
It's really bad. Like I literally,
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Oh, that's how I feel.
Yeah, I know.
No, but it's like, bro, I can't play it cool. Like, dude, I'm there.
So excited.
Mate, I'm there. I'm like, this is, like, you know what I say about from since the age of 10? I've had this dream of having sex, right, with a beautiful woman. If I'm in that situation, mate, it's like, my dreams have come true.
It's like, For me, like, if I was playing at, like, the Nou Camp in front of Barcelona, Real Madrid, my dreams have come true. But for every time you have sex, that is your dreams coming true. Okay, here's the dilemma. Would you choose between reenacting the weekend or having sex with a MILF? Your two dreams. Rather? Your two dreams.
We got a DM off one as well, asking...
I think her mum's a MILF. No, I'm stopping this now.
Yeah.
No, look, I think at the end of the day, what I'd go for is, you know, I'll do whatever the fuck I want. No, I won't do whatever the fuck I want, but I do... I'm just trying to stall here because I don't know.
It's like an unchoosable option.
Yeah. I really do feel how you feel, mate. I really, and I do want to apologise for interrogating you.
For a year.
Do you not...
For a year.
But do you not sort of quite enjoy being interrogated?
No.
Oh.
No, it depends what the topic is, but I think where, you know what it is? Oh, no, I can't go into that detail. See, that's the thing, it's like...
But if Theo said that, he's like, oh, no, but I can't really say. You'd be like, no, just say.
Yeah,
just
I would, say. I would, wouldn't I? I would.
But it's depends really if you, if what you're about to say is going to hurt someone's feelings. Or
no, it's not going to hurt. It's more of just like, look, you do these private things and like, mate, we're on a podcast in front of like so many people.
Oh, you think
it's
about
like, I feel... Yeah, I have like empathy for other people. I guess that's just it. Whoa. I know, it's like, whoa, I've hit a bit
empathy.
Of a, I know, empathy, that's weird.
But no one's being dropped in it here as such, besides you, but that's the aim of the game.
I'm looking forward to when clubs and everything reopen. Obviously, I feel like Waffling's taken a new step during lockdown.
Yeah.
Like, so. When you get recognised now in a club or like out, I think it's going to be different.
And be like, oh, nice podcast, mate.
And like, oh, okay.
But as well, mate, I think surely.
I think girls are going
to. Well, girls love it.
I don't know. I don't want to just feel the ego, but I honest to God think that you are going to get a stupid amount of girls. And it's not me being a bum lick. I just. Like, I've seen the DMs now. Because, guys, he doesn't use his private Snapchat. You're using the Waffling Instagram to message people. A what?
So,
and I've seen them, like, you know, on my personal Instagram, I don't get a lot of female attention on the DMs, but the Waffling, Jesus Christ.
We do get a lot of girls.
A lot? I can't believe it. Obviously, there's a lot of blokes out there as well. You're in for a treat, mate, when the club's open.
But that's the thing, like, I was having this conversation the other day about how, you know, being confident about talking, you know, about the topics that we do, sex, essentially,
yeah.
You know, insecurities in the bedroom, you know, whatever. Like, I wonder if that confidence resonates with girls more. It's like, oh, wow, like Joe, so, well, not Joe, but Theo and Luke, but you guys are in relationships. Yeah. Like they're so open about this. It kind of makes me quite attracted to their confidence, you know?
I think women do like an open, honest book and confident as well.
You reckon?
I really think they do. Not obviously everyone has their own types.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of women do like the open, confident guy who doesn't give a shit about talking about anything.
Yeah.
Deep.
At this point, you're going to comment, Theo, you're going to get so many girls when you go into Cameo next. That's what you're going to comment if you've made it this far right now.
Please don't.
And also, can you hit like? Just quickly hit like on the video.
Because and subscribe.
We keep getting 15,000 likes on each episode. And I'm like, imagine if we got to 20,000. 20,000 likes on a podcast. Sick.
That's less than 10% of the people watching this video like it.
And we're so close to 1 million subscribers, like 75,000 off. Yeah, hopefully by the end of the year, we make it to 1 million. Boom. Docs out.
And Instagram,
mate. Oh, we're up to 46,000 now.
Mate, we get 46,000 followers and our story views are like 30,000.
Yeah, we get... Yeah,
everyone who's following it is engaged and the DMs are so funny.
Yeah,
and we do reply to DMs. Yes, but we get in them.
And we started the singing contest, and no one else did it except me.
So, anyways,
why did you not feel confident enough to? No, it was post more just singing? Like,
I wanted to do a funny one. I couldn't think of a funny song to do.
So can
like,
we?
I could do like when I get
wait. So you know the one you recorded?
No, see, like I could just do that, but I'm like,
we want a serious, like you actually trying.
I shouldn't wait. Days nah, see, like, bun that shit.
Do you have a video of you actually doing it seriously?
No. But I will say this. Have you ever, like, filmed a porno with your girl?
We're going down that route, are we?
Because I remember, like, one of our mates is like, yeah, mate, we I film
pornos with loads of girls, and we were debating putting it on Pornhub once. You know, have you ever filmed yourself doing these things, both of you?
I've taken...
I let Luke start.
Yeah, I've filmed, but not like, haven't like made a porno.
Oh, like edited it, got it in El Premiere Pro.
Like, but filmed certain things, certain segments. Yeah. I think that's quite normal. Right, like, if you've got a girlfriend, obviously don't just like film some random...
So have you put it in Premiere Pro?
As long as there's consent. No, I don't think I've really done that, mate, if I'm honest.
Really?
I'm too focused. Yeah. That's the thing, mate, like, we've only got 20 seconds to work with. It's like,
yeah, but you, like with all the sort of equipment.
And have you put it in Premiere Pro? You have. Wait, have you edited he's whipped one? Up a freaking quick edit on it. Send it to Biscuit Face to edit. Do this one for me, lad. Wait, so you've done a video of it. Go on, talk to us, Malfoy. It's now your turn to get a little bit baited.
So no, you've made a porno.
No, this is too far. Hacked.
You do that like the music that they use. Did you?
Oh my god!
You put music to it.
No.
Wait, did you actually?
That's so jokes. Please tell me you dressed up as like pizza delivery boy.
Did you? Did you wear the Malfoy costume? Did you? She wore Hermione.
Janice says she's open with me sharing anything, but I don't know if this is too far.
Was it this?
No, I didn't. I didn't use that.
No.
I think I'd use like Epidemic Sound.
But what sort of music?
I don't know. It was ages ago. It's in Valencia.
What? Yeah, but what happened? What was the setup?
Yes. What was the setup? Tell us, like, what was the scene? Yeah. What was the scene? Was it? Were you playing yourself, Malfoy? As Malfoy? Or was it like?
No, it's too far.
No, come on, mate. I can't. No. Yeah, you remember everything about it, so tell us right now, you little tosser. Come on, it's your turn.
No, please stop watching.
Everyone's commenting right now saying, come on, Malfoy, you've interrogated Weller all festival. All festival?
You know in the bathroom when there's like a cloudy door and you can't really see in the toilet? So what? It's like a mysterious door that you can see like a shadow.
Yeah.
It starts behind the door.
Wait, so you actually have seen it? Oh, shit.
Wait, no, this is sick. I want to hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, this is brilliant. This is brilliant. Right, come on, Malfoy. Come on. Come on.
So it starts. It starts. I assume her. Oh, this is.
Say it with chest, mate. With your chest.
Oh, it starts behind the door. Then she walks out and then starts.
What's she wearing when she walks out?
Dialogue?
Anything. Not wearing anything. Just sort of stuck in the cock.
Wait, are you then, like, are you POV or what?
No, it's on the tripod.
So you put it on the tripod.
Yep. And then we cut to the next scene, which is getting in the bed.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm making this up because I can't remember it. But doing multiple. Well, we did multiple scenes and positions. I had to do it over a couple hours because you know me. I had to reload.
We had to do a retake.
Not a retake, no, I had to reload.
Well, because he spaffed.
You spaffed. Yeah. So, on a serious level, was there, like, dirty talk? Like,
no, I don't...
Was she wearing, you know, like, stockings and shit?
Are you trying to...
visualise? No, I'm joking.
But, no, it's now lost in... I don't know what hard drive it's on. I deleted it, in fact. So, no one can ever find it. But, yeah, it was an interesting time. We were young and free. It was quite cool, to be fair. A lot of people do it.
I was going to say, to some of these young, budding...
But sexual... you got to be so careful, mate. Don't ever put it on the cloud. That's when it's game over. But, like, you know, multiple scenes, different positions, and...
Who directed it?
Oh, I was the director. Obviously, I listened to my co-star. I'm surprised you've never done that. I really thought you would have.
Yeah, I would have put you down as someone who did that.
So, that's quite interesting.
Maybe, you know, for me, you know what I was talking about earlier regarding the whole like filthy thing. I think it would be that chemistry
because you're on camera
would need to be that sort of filthy chemistry.
As in, you couldn't just do it with anyone.
I don't think I could do. Yeah. Basically,
I would say though, I wouldn't do that now. It was like,
why not?
It was before YouTube.
Why wouldn't you do it now?
I wouldn't want to.
Really?
No, because I've done it. Now it's just like loving And now it's like, I don't have time to set up a tripod and edit on Premiere Pro.
That's quite funny that you edited it. Were you happy with the final product?
There's things we could have improved. No, it was great. But
did you?
I'm sorry, Janine. Janine's listening to us right now.
Did you pleasure yourself to it?
No, I didn't. I watched it back once and never watched it again.
Could you wank over that something? Like, if you made a video of yourself doing something to your girl, do you reckon you could wank over that?
No.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Fair enough. So, technically, he's wanking over his own cock.
Yeah, that's right, isn't it?
Fancy cock.
Yeah, that's also not what you're looking
at. Are you wanking over a video of you shagging or just her, like, strumming herself?
Oh. Right, I'm not going to go
Yeah, in. Mate.
I'm trying to deflect the blame on me.
But, no, I think, like, when you know, obviously you're sexually attracted to that person, you film it. Yeah, why else am I going to film it? Like,
so where's the camera? Is it on a tripod?
No, you just hold the phone sometimes.
Oh, so it's POV?
Yeah.
Stannard used to send me Snapchats of him shagging.
Right.
Sorry.
What do you think about that? Because, like, I have friends that they would receive nudes from girls and show me, including their girlfriend. Like, as in, they'd have a girlfriend and show me the nudes that their girlfriend has sent. And I'm like, mate, that's your girlfriend?
Yeah, isn't it?
And he's like, oh, I don't know, it's good, isn't it? I want to share it with you.
But were they not early in the relationship?
No.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. I would never do that.
I know, me neither.
that's a really personal...
Even not in a relationship, if anyone sent me something like that in confidence, I'd be very reluctant to share that. Would I?
No.
Surely I would.
Well, it's also a level of trust.
No, an actual nude.
As in from someone that you're talking to?
Oh, I don't know. Definitely girlfriend. I don't think you should ever share nudes that you get from someone. Isn't that illegal?
It is illegal.
I think that is illegal.
No, yeah. I don't think it never is to do that. Show someone.
It's to put it in public. If you put it on Facebook, I know someone that got done for that, sent to the fucking jail.
Why did they put it on Facebook?
To get back at the ex-girlfriend?
Yeah. What an idiot.
Revenge porn, it's illegal.
Yeah, revenge porn, that's dodgy.
You've got to be a loser to do that.
That is very loser material. Like, go over it. Don't ever leak. Do you remember at school?
What? Oh.
Mate, we had people leave. Well, I know
they
one individual left.
Yeah.
The school because she had... explicit images.
It's getting passed around the school. It's a different time. I
in
never
like
saw
year
them.
Nine.
Me neither.
We were in year 9 at the time. That means there were images on Facebook of a child, essentially. Oh.
I was quite good friends of them as well. I felt horrible what they must have gone through.
It's savage.
Don't really know where to go now, boys.
Just call her there.
No, yeah. Don't. No, we got to lengthen this out because I want to get to over an hour. That's not definitely there. Anyways, guys, talk to us.
Wait, what we can talk about
is in
the last podcast.
Yeah,
we spoke about like a subscription based, sort of waffling mafia.
We want to do something extra, basically.
Basically, we've seen Logan Paul's
Maverick Club
business model of the Maverick Club, and it's fucking genius, mate. Oh, it's genius. Like, obviously, us lads over here, we've got so much business potential, right? We've created a nice, you know, environment, the waffling mafia. And surely we should absolutely capitalise on it and do something that you guys want that we can... Basically, it's a win-win for all of us. And obviously, the subscription thing of, like, where you guys would pay, like, a monthly subscription, like with the Maverick Club, and we give you... extras.
That's the important thing is that we don't want it to be shit.
Yeah.
Because there are so many people out there that create these Patreons and stuff that are just like,
you get nothing.
Like, don't just give us your money. That's not what we're interested in.
We want a really good service. And not only that, we want to connect with you. So we've got some examples of a Discord you get in. We'll do...
A lot of people don't know what Discord is.
Okay, Discord's like it's like Skype. And you can drag people into different groups. You can talk to them. You can FaceTime. So we like to do monthly giveaways.
But that's the thing. Giveaway, I think that's a bonus thing. That wouldn't make me pay. Like, because giveaway.
It's just one of the things. That's being part a member, you just be entered into the giveaway.
Okay. Because, like, the biggest thing for me, if I was a Waffling Mafia individual watching right now, like, I want to chat to us boys.
Yeah.
Like, I want to chat. And obviously, the big lens has just stopped recording over there. That would have been that one. Sorry. Anyways, we'll continue with these. So, I want to literally talk to us, right? And obviously, at the moment, I chat on Instagram a lot,
and there's like 30,000, 40,000 of you like wanting to talk to us, obviously, and we tried to, you know, message back to some. But imagine if we did it where, right, let's take that and put it on the subscription thing, and we literally try and get basically reply to everyone.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking,
because that way it's not going to be loads and loads and loads of people. You will get like a, yeah, like Logan's is. It's more of like an intimate. You are literally our mate.
We were brainstorming in the car over.
Yeah. So like you could do like weekly FaceTimes with a few people.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And what I was thinking was, if we did do a giveaway, it's we go see someone in person.
And we give it to them personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Things like that. Like, I think, yeah, a bit more of a personal experience. And I think that would be worth it. Like, what would you pay for that? Like, what would we charge?
I think you do different tiers. Three different tiers.
But is the Maverick Club different tiers? Or is it just one?
Is it?
I think it's just one, $20 a month.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Because that's the thing. I think it would be like... The thing with the tiers... gets a little bit complicated for me. For me, that it puts me personally off a little bit.
In addition to that, you're also then dividing like people of this club. Like if you're in this club, you're in it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. I agree, do you know what I mean? It's like you're in the Waffling Mafia, and that's that. Yeah. As well, like doing a Q&A thing. So we could right now. Okay, we could go on the Instagram Live and do a Q&A with all these people sending in different questions. We're probably hardly going to answer any. Whereas what would be good is. Well, to do that and get all the Waffling Mafia members in, and we can fucking answer everyone's questions.
We've already started. So we've secured a private Instagram,
yeah,
ready for this membership program.
Really?
Which only members of the Mafia,
yeah,
can get accepted into this Instagram.
Really? Who's going to go through and manually accept everyone? Because what if hypothetically we get 50,000 members?
I feel like you're both about to look at me. Yeah, wait, I'll happily do everything.
I'll help as well.
I'd love to do that. Because what I'm currently doing on the Instagram, I imagine if we monetized that and made it, oh, mate, that's sick. Then we could properly make Waffling a business.
And also, one thing we're going to do is we're going on this little trip in a couple of weeks. We want to provide every month, or if it's doable, every month, at the start, is like a behind the scenes vlog of just capturing, you know,
weird shit that we get up to.
Yeah. Very like weird. Dodgy lies. And basically, we want to go to Cornwall, you know, do lots of dodgy stuff. You know, we may meet people. We're basically taking a big dodgy white van and we're going to do whatever we want in there.
Silver van.
Silver.
It's also not dodgy.
But really basically, nice. What we're saying is like, if we could make specific content for you, yeah, how much would we charge?
Tenner?
Tenner?
Is that outrageous?
Is that outrageous?
I don't know. Guys, let us know, fiver or tenner.
Well, 15. They're going to say a fiver.
They might not.
No, but they're going to say a fiver. But the thing is all I know is where we've individually all got a lot of things going on that this needs to make business sense if we're to do it. Like, if we're going to, you know, and that's where tenner may be more realistic.
And also, I think everyone understands that, look, money makes the world work, okay? And if we're going to, which we really, really want to provide this service, it has to be profitable, otherwise it won't be able to continue.
Yeah.
Because like, everything that isn't profitable inevitably fails.
Yeah, like we want to
sick service, because think about it, the more profit we get from it, the more we can throw back into it, do bigger and better giveaways, provide more of a service.
Yeah.
It's just, I really have big plans for this.
We want Waffling to carry on going for as long as it can, and we want to make it as big as it can.
And if this Cornwall trip is successful, hey, we can take the van anywhere. We'll even get a Waffling van.
Yeah, get a Waffling van and
we're buying a van and just doing it up.
Yeah, surely. Well, it'll cost we'll probably get one for like 25k. Huh? That's what I'm saying.
I just get a little white van.
We want it to be all right.
I know a guy that sells white
vans. But anyways, yeah, that's what we're saying. Hopefully you lot can... Yeah, just give us your feedback. Let us know, like, does that, what we've said interest you?
There's going to be a poll.
Yes, okay, so we're going to put a poll up right now, because we now know everyone stays till the end. It's a very important poll. Would you like to see this membership thing on either Patreon or YouTube memberships?
So explain, like, what would be the advantages?
So YouTube memberships, much easier to sign up to. It's within the app on YouTube, and we can upload member videos, so only they can watch it, as well as all the other tiers that link to Discord, link to other stuff.
Yeah.
Patreon, we just get a better percentage.
Well, we get more money from it.
Yeah, but it's harder. You got to make an account. It's a bit long.
Oh, it's a bit longer for everyone to sign up. Can they sign up through Facebook on Patreon?
Yeah, there's probably where you probably sign up through like Google.
The advantage and disadvantage: YouTube easier, we get less cut. Patreon harder, we get more cut.
So what cut would Patreon take? What cut would YouTube take?
I think YouTube takes 30%.
So YouTube take 30% of your hard earned cash. Patreon only take 5%.
Is it 5?
Correct.
Which obviously it sounds like a no-brainer, but
for us it sounds like Patreon's the better idea.
But we may get less.
You may get
members.
Less sales because people may be like, "Oh, I don't want to open Patreon," whereas I already have a YouTube account.
Exactly.
Okay, I get you.
Because like, if it was me, like Patreon sounds long, but but if you want to pay for this service, you really love it, you'd go out your way and do it.
Mad. Is it not long downloading the Maverick app and signing up to that?
There's not a Maverick app. It's on like browser.
Well,
they have an app now.
Do they? I searched last night.
Really? Oh, they're making an app.
They will eventually get there.
But that's the same difference, you know what I mean?
The thing about Logan is that he gets 100% because he just made his own app. But
yeah,
making
he made
an app
his own.
Hundreds of thousands of fucking.
Does it? No, it doesn't.
It costs thousands.
You could pay a developer
to like make 5 grand.
We're getting a lot of traffic, though, boys.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, that's where we're going to end it. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Dodgy one, interesting one. Stick around. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and follow us on the Waffling Instagram. All right. Anyways, let's keep it love. Let's keep it positive. Beef is done. All of that. See you next time.